Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. We're going to skip the intro and go straight to the man right now because he's in a hurry. His name is Griff Jenkins, and he's up on Capitol Hill. Griff, what are you covering today?
Hey, Mark. I'm covering this explosive hearing up on Capitol Hill. There's a frenzy already. It starts at 10 a.m. This is three governors, right? You've got Pritzker of Illinois, Hochul of New York, and Walz of Minnesota, three sanctuary state governors that are going to face James Comer and the Oversight Committee, and they're going to be pressed and face a grilling over why these governors in these sanctuary states have allowed scores of illegal criminal aliens to roam free, that ICE has had to go out and deal with, you know, arresting them at large, while the backdrop is you're seeing anti-ICE, violent anti-ICE protests spreading across the country, started in L.A., but now in New York, where last night eight NYPD vehicles were set ablaze, in Chicago, out in Seattle. I mean, really, it's hitting a crescendo, I think, of sorts, and these governors are going to be made to answer for the policies that their states have. But get this, it's going to be particularly explosive because there have been, on both sides, Republican and Democrat, as many as almost 20, I think it's 16 or 17 additional members added onto this committee. So this is things going to go 4, 5, maybe 6 hours among the Democrats added. AOC has got herself on here, and she's saying that she's going to, you know, take her moment in the limelight to hammer what she sees as illegal ICE activity. So this is going to get hot, fast, and furious, and we're actually standing in the hallway and with my great producer, Jessica, and we're trying to catch one of these governors. If one of them walks by, I'm simply going to ask him straight up, why have you allowed illegal criminal aliens that have been convicted of murder, of assault and battery, of child sexual abuse, why have you allowed them to roam free in your state?
Yeah, and we have evidence, Griff, of that the people they were going after in L.A. that seemed to spark all this, one was accused of murder, the other was accused of rape. These are all people who are not, you know, your average run-of-the-mill illegals, and yet Karen Bass says, those ICE raids are the reason all this happened. You need to stop doing that. Are they supposed to just let the criminals go?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, earlier this morning on Fox and Friends, we had an interview with, in the state of Illinois, in Kankakee County, the sheriff that was essentially saying, look, these policies and these politicians, like Bass, like Newsom, like Pritzker, have allowed this to happen. That's the fundamental problem. And he called it, that's the real, quote, crime.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree. Who called the hearing? Was it? Did the Republicans schedule the hearing and subpoena these guys, or what happened?
Well, no, they weren't subpoenaed. I mean, they were asked to come, and these three governors have come. This is James Comer. This is the Oversight Committee hearing. Okay. And you remember a while back, they did bring some mayors up on the Hill, but these are the governors. And, you know, one thing that's worth noting, there are 13 states identified as sanctuary states in the country. So these are only three of the 13. Obviously, California in L.A. while Newsom's not here. That's going to be a big part of today's hearing.
So and two of them are running for president, right? Pritzker and Walz.
Well, what about
Newsom? Walz, right? Going to be there?
You bet. You got two presidential contenders in here, and so that's why we're hoping that they will at least address things. Hold on 1 second.
Yep.
You know what? I'm just going to quickly. Hold on 1 second.
Go.
Governor, have you allowed illegal criminal aliens to roam free in your state, sir? Governor, quick question.
Sorry, doing a little work while I'm talking to you. I was just asking Tim Walz why he's allowing criminal aliens to roam free in his state. He didn't have any comment for us.
You go, Griff.
Live on the air. I love that, Griff. Thank you.
Do we get to see that clip later on Fox News?
Yeah, we should hopefully be able to turn that around 10 a.m.
I love that. Griff, I know you're in the middle of it there, brother. We won't keep you any longer, but thank you for the update.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and stay tuned. You're going to have a lot of good sound for your show tomorrow morning.
It sure sounds like it. We'll talk. Thanks, Griff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See, great. In the halls of Congress.
Oh, my gosh. That's
here comes
hilarious.
Former vice presidential candidate and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I just thought that he had ruled out that Walz himself had said, I'm not interested in running for president, more or less. And then now it seems like he is.
I think he and Pritzker will both be in the primary because he's going around and giving speeches. And Pete Buttigieg are going around giving speeches.
What about
Newsom? Newsom is going around giving speeches. I don't think Kathy Hochul, anybody takes her seriously as a presidential contender. Gretchen Whitmer is probably on the list somewhere, even though she was seen hugging Donald Trump. That's going to be like Christy hugging Barack Obama on the tarmac after that hurricane. That's pretty much killed her career in the Democratic Party.
I think what could kill Gavin Newsom's run would be what happened with the wildfires and now this, his handling of it, because it kind of reminds me of what happened here in St. Louis on a much smaller scale with Tashara Jones,
yes,
where she's up for re-election for mayor and you have Kara Spencer challenging her. Well, Tashara Jones epically failed at handling the snowstorm, and not to say that she would have won had that not happened, but I think that was essentially the nail in the coffin for her, and I think the lack of response from the wildfires and now this compounding on top of it, I think could be the nail in the coffin for Gavin Newsom.
I just think that the progressives, the guy is, it looks like he's blow dried and looks like he's straight out of a central casting somewhere for that role. And he's a chameleon as described directly to me by somebody who heard those words come out of his ex-wife's mouth, Kim Guilfoyle. She described him as a chameleon who adjusts to whatever he needs to be to survive.
I believe that about Gavin Newsom. Totally believe it.
He's a Schlickmeister. He's like Slick Willie.
But it's expected that an ex-wife would say that about, you know what I mean? Like what she says as kind of you're an ex. That. You probably are a little angry. But I do believe that he probably is a chameleon.
And I think he's dangerous because of that, for that
you're
very
right.
reason. But I do think this things like this are going to, that they have to hurt him on a national stage. They might help him in a Democrat primary that he stood up and he fought against the evil orange man, but it's not going to win with the American people.
Right.
And I hate to keep going back to this, but we can't say it often enough that when you hear the mayor of L.A. saying, what are you doing here? Why are you doing these raids? If you weren't doing these raids, none of this would have happened, right? And I'm thinking to myself, but Donald Trump told us at every election campaign appearance he did exactly what he planned to do. I'm going to play it again for you from last year during the election. They just didn't think he would carry it out. They're dumbfounded because they didn't think he was serious. To me, he sounded pretty serious.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hold on. What has happened here is that I've turned the audio off on my computer because it makes strange noises sometimes here.
Crushing your wages and stealing your jobs. Last month alone, think of this, American-born workers lost 1.3 million jobs and migrants gained 635,000 jobs. So we're putting our migrants to work at a much higher level than our own people, our own citizens. So as we create millions of new manufacturing jobs here in Georgia, nationwide, we will make sure that these jobs go to American citizens, not illegal citizens, people that came into our country illegally. Your wages will rise, your costs will fall, your job opportunities will grow, because we will conduct the largest deportation operation, sadly, in American history. We have no choice. This is not sustainable.
We will conduct the largest deportation in American history. Mm-hmm. It's happening, and the Democrats are shell-shocked by it. And the reaction is a tantrum on the part of the left, just like the silly people on Tam Avenue overpass last night and the ones across from Union Station. They were peaceful, mm-hmm. but they didn't get the attention they wanted. So the next time you see them, they're going to be less peaceful, and then less peaceful than that. And then we'll see if Governor Kehoe has the National Guard on standby so we don't start burning things in St. Louis. Because
yeah.
that's what they'll go to when they realize they've lost and they're powerless to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Charlie Kirk was speaking on a college campus recently, and he was asked about immigration. And he told students, we need to put a pause on immigration altogether. His analogy was, we need to digest this massive meal that we've just eaten, ingested of all these people coming across our border by the millions, basically. So he feels like we shouldn't be letting anybody in. Now, that's almost more on the extreme level, because a lot of conservatives, you and I, have said that we support legal immigration. We draw the line at people just hopping over the border and think they can mooch off of our country and never have to go through the process that so many others, like Evelyn, the woman you met, had to go through. Yeah, time-consuming. It's expensive, I think.
I did reach out to my friend Evelyn. I haven't heard back from her. I'd love to have her back on the show talking about her experience of course, she immigrated from Africa, so it's slightly different, but her love of America is unmatched, man. I had her on before the election, and she was disgusted by what she was hearing out of the left and how many illegals they'd allowed into the country, and I'm trying to get her back on here to talk about that some more, because I think she has an important message.
She makes you want to be
country.
Like, that's right, yeah. She just fires you up in a good way.
She check out my Facebook page today. She's like that guy that tackled that protester yesterday.
That's 100%
that was a
her. Yeah.
Technically perfect shoulder tackle, and he slams the guy to the ground. And I don't know I want to know what happened to that guy. He should be given a medal. I hope he wasn't like arrested or anything. All the cops were watching when it happened. They're probably cheering inside their masks. Yes.
Well, the guy chucked the water
bottle at the cop.
Like, how far away was he standing from him?
5 feet? Three feet? Closer than that? Yeah. He deserved everything he got. They were going after him at the moment that guy tackled him. But he came out from left of camera out of nowhere and executed a perfect slam dunk on this guy. And he went down like a rock. So, good for him. We need more people like that. All right, coming up. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but when the crazies get here, and some of them are already here, but when the ones we're importing come in Saturday for this big rally downtown that they're going to have around the area, they're going to try to block the interstate. What would you do if you were on the interstate trying to, for example, get to the hospital or get to your kid's school to pick them up after school. And these morons have decided they don't care what your priorities are. They're going to block the interstate. What would you do? I'll tell you what one governor's advice is when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.